Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So according to the Presidential Leadership Index, that's produced by Investors Business Daily and TIPP Insights, Biden has what they call significant vulnerability in key demographics, I should say. 18 of them, folks. In other words, it's looking pretty bad for Joe Biden. They're saying that it's slim at best that he could actually beat Donald Trump. So all this goes in the hopper, folks, and this has everything to do, of course, in light of what we're seeing happening with Joe Biden. And they are burning the midnight oil, trying to figure out what to do next, how to frame this. They have tried to frame it in certain ways. It's not working. Everything from saying that the special prosecutor is simply not a medical doctor, so we don't need to, you know, listen to his description. I'm telling you, folks, it just gets weirder, doesn't it? Welcome back to the program, everybody. Hour number three, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this morning if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And by the way, welcome to everybody joining us this hour. And also, be sure to check out the live streams for the program. You can head over to GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. And we sure appreciate GCN. Works very hard for the program. They distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. So welcome one, welcome all, and welcome Denise Simon back to the program. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, again, you know, this particular story is obviously not going to go away anytime soon, and it has incredible significance because if we weren't in an election cycle, it might be one thing. But we're in an election cycle, and I think it just absolutely amplifies this beyond all measure. What do you think?
Amplifies what? What do you
It's amplifying the fact that Joe Biden has these issues. The country has to make a decision. They're going to try to hide it as much as possible. You know, right at the top of the hour news, we heard how Joe Biden tried to kind of make a joke about it, this kind of thing. And they're really trying to do everything they can to try to discredit this report or try to make it look like this is just not doesn't conform with reality. But everybody watches Joe Biden. They see how he acts.
The group of people that are actually most relieved that this report has come out is the press.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
This is something that they have seen because they're, I mean, especially the White House press corps. Because they have seen the dysfunction of this White House, and they have seen Biden. They've tried to chase him down, you know, and ask him sharp questions, you know, when they get into the White House for, you know, a Q&A for whatever, you know, government leader is visiting and this kind of thing. And so they see what is happening. They know the notes that he has to have. They see him, you know, they follow him when he falls and when he's on vacation and, you know, he's getting, so. They have now become somewhat more aggressive because now they have a government document, and the HER report is a government document that they get to ask these questions. And so the strategy has then become, what do we do now? It wouldn't look very good that they fire Garland. It wouldn't look very good that Garland charges oversteps HER's recommendation, which he should and can. And so this is where we're going to be. So now they're, for the immediate future, they're going to just make fun of it and just say, yeah, well, you know, I am old, but I'm a gracious old guy, and, you know, I've got all these accomplishments and this and that. So they're going to ignore the whole matter of his mental instability. And Karine Jean-Pierre was asked yesterday in his next physical if they're going to take any kind of a mental acuity test, and the answer to that was no. Okay. But what happened to Biden? Did he have some kind of a stroke? Is he on medications? You know, if he's not going to take the test, let's go around that question. Mm-hmm. That 800-pound gorilla in the room and go another direction to get the answers. Clearly something happened to the man in the last couple of years. And it is getting worse, I must say. I mean, the man operates, one, in slow motion and demonstrates how feeble he really is, mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm. Well, indeed. And even, the King of Jordan, King Abdullah, came to visit, and Biden seemed to have a little bit of issues at the beginning of their remarks. Yeah, I think he called him Abdul, and then he now has renamed the Queen of Jordan, who is Rania, I believe, into Rihanna. So it's kind of sad because we keep getting more of this. And whenever he tries to go extemporaneous, he does this unless he's looking at the teleprompter. And, you know, it's Americans and our friends and foes alike watch this.
Yeah, and I don't have any use for the King of Jordan, by the way. He is a fair-weather friend to the United States, regardless of what some of these politicians in Washington, D.C. say. So, anyway.
And it was in Jordan where our three U.S. service members were killed just recently.
Not only that, but Jordan is the main mediator with the Palestinians. And, or Palestinian territory, not with the Palestinians. Air quote Palestinian territory. So, yeah, he hasn't been a friend to the Palestinians or to the United States over this.
Well, right. And of course, I think he was kind of looking at Joe Biden. The look on his face was a little strange because I think he was realizing he's seeing up close and personal, you know, exactly what he's been hearing about on the news recently. So, you know, it's made for a very strange sort of encounter. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there because we're going to head out to the first break here of hour number three. And when we come back, folks, we'll have more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. It is Tuesday morning, and we are racing through the show. So stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We're making our way through the Tuesday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue with the program this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. Of course, if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we've got a lot more to talk about, so let's go ahead and bring Denise right back in. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
You know, it's there is going to be talk more, I think, but I think it, obviously it'll be mostly on the Republican side at this point. But what do you think the mood out there might be among voters regarding the 25th Amendment, or whether or not they're, are they just going to check out and leave Joe Biden by the by, or do you think, I mean, how does this really affect the race as a whole, do you think?
You know, excellent question, and I can't answer that because I don't think that the political action committees are making those decisions. I don't think the White House is making those decisions. I think the people that are making the decisions are those like John Podesta and Mark Elias.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the ones that we have to watch. That's where the plotting has come from. They don't want this stuff next to the White House or inside the White House. They want it outside. And whatever they're plotting is it's going to be epic as I see it. So I really can't answer that, but I'm really very nervous. I think whatever the Supreme Court decision ends up being, on keeping whether on the Colorado decision with the Trump ballot thing, if it goes into Trump's favor, they're going to manipulate the state of Colorado, and whatever manipulation happens in the state of Colorado, the other states that are challenging Trump on the ballot will do the exact same thing. So it'll involve several states.
Well,
it's not going to be pretty.
No, no, it won't. And, of course, if the Supreme Court says, well, Colorado's state Supreme Court was in error here, you know, that's going to set the precedent. But I think you're right. There's going to be some other pushback. Is that going to drive us into another constitutional crisis? We already have one that's brewing because of Texas, for example.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's going to make it so much more contentious. By the way, I think the ballots, some of these ballots have already started to go out or are going to go out very quickly here in Colorado. Donald Trump is the last one listed, but they're still listing Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, and, of course, Nikki Haley's on there as well. But Trump is, I guess, on the ballot at this point.
Well, they have a chance to do a reprint. There's plenty of time to do a reprint. But, you know, the voting season, I don't know when they're going to, you know, mail them out and when and how they're going to mail them out. Is it going to be a mass voting? Does everybody get one? And then you know, they go, oh, ignore those. We're going to reprint them. And
I know. It's caused so much problems and, you know, so much chaos. Which I think the Democrat Party elite will love, you know, to have that. I think that's part and parcel of how they can, you know, try to make their, you know, put their best foot forward in this election, as it were. Definitely, you know, and we've heard a little bit from Donald Trump, but one of the things that we're even hearing about on the program this morning, of course, is comparing Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Even though they're similar in age, they are very different. And the voters, I think, can clearly see that. But then there's this other aspect, and we had a call about this earlier, too. We had Aaron in Denver calling up, and the idea of RFK Jr. In this mix. Do you think that the Biden issue, does it benefit more to RFK Jr.? And does he have a real shot at this as a result of that?
He does not have a shot. He would never get the electoral votes. Okay, so he does not have a shot. But what will happen is that RFK will take the votes away from Biden, which is the reason they don't want him on the ballot. But, you know, there's so many uninformed voters. I mean, I've seen comments out there on many social media platforms about Trump having RFK Jr. as his vice president choice. Like, come on, really? And then I hear, you know, Tulsi Gabbard. I don't have a lot of use for Tulsi Gabbard, personally.
Well, Eva, and she's got some recognition these days. She can be seen as a someone else who's not going to be traditional in terms of just being a regular sort of party person for the political party, but somebody who might go against the grain. But we're hearing a lot about Michelle Obama, and I keep hearing this
even from the left.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to. I mean, we can imagine that she would come out and run. But I'm wondering if that's exactly what she would actually want to do at this point.
No. As I said yesterday, who would want this job right about now? Nobody in their right mind would want this job.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Whether you're equipped or not. And she's hardly equipped. I mean, I guarantee you that she, you know, if anything, her entire mission would be all things social justice. But, you know, where we are today is the debt, immigration, and foreign policy, law and order. And she has no interest in any of those.
Right. And it would be very difficult to deal with Tehran, for example, from that perspective. You're right. Because, and maybe in a different time in another sort of political universe at this point. But you're right.
No.
Because of what's happening in the world. The world is literally caught on fire, and now we're trying to every single day goes by where you wonder, okay, well, what's going to happen today? What's the next big thing to drop?
You know, the Biden administration is chock full of former Obama officials. So Michelle gets in there, and it would be all former Obama-Biden officials. The Biden administration has actually manifested an awful lot of people that are actually worse than Biden officials. So it would be so ugly, and the lawsuits would be flying. And they would start flying on Michelle, on all things Michelle. I mean, we tend to forget that Michelle Obama would be virtually putting Barack Obama back in there, period. And Chicago really doesn't like him either, because remember, Chicago is jumping up and down, and they have all these lawsuits to stop the Obama Presidential Library, which, by the way, I would argue that there's a whole bunch of documents over there that nobody can get, including, I would say, some of the documents that would validate all kinds of things with the Biden crime family.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, this is, we're living in very interesting times, to put it not too fine a point on it, it seems. Well, you know, in the time we have left before we hit the bottom of the hour break, it looks like Tom McClintock, will say, because they may have another vote, I think, today about impeachment of Mayorkas. And he's saying that he's going to vote against it again, evidently.
Okay. Whatever.
Well, and hopefully, I mean, it just depends if they have everybody, you know, in person, I guess, to vote at this point. But that was, wasn't that a real misstep, though, if they went ahead with the vote knowing that they probably wouldn't have enough people there to do that with the slim margin they have?
Well, the only real misstep, I think, probably was Mike Gallagher. Who is now not running again, by the way. But they did not anticipate Congressman Green coming out of the hospital, and they wheeled him in at the very last minute in a wheelchair. So there was the problem with the vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see if they're able to make that happen. Do you have any info on whether or not they really are going to try that today on Tuesday, or is this?
I don't know. It was either today or tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, and they may try it one more time here. But again, you know, I guess it's you know, Mayorkas says, you know, they're not responsible for the broken system. That's what they're going with. But it's really. It's almost comical. I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back, folks, with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. I'll warn with you, stay right there. I promise we're coming back.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is participating in a closed hearing Monday regarding his classified documents case in Florida. Trump and his legal team were scheduled to convene with a federal judge for an extensive discussion expected to last several hours. Trump facing allegations of taking hundreds of classified documents with him when he left the White House. President Biden making light of concerns about his memory. Speaking at a conference in Washington Monday, Biden quipped,
"What I didn't realize, and I've been around, I know I don't look like it, but I've been around a while. I do remember that.
His remark follows a report that characterized Biden as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. A series of significant storms is pounding the southern U.S. with tornado watches and warnings spread across southern Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and into Tennessee and the Carolinas. Further north, wintry conditions will be hitting. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tuesday edition continues, everybody. We're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And folks, don't forget, head over to FoundersCode.com. Denise has all kinds of great articles and other materials there that you definitely want to check out. So once again, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, you know, we're covering a lot of ground here. You know, it's interesting to me, though, of course, Donald Trump is the presumed nominee at this point, obviously. Nikki Haley's still in this thing until at least Super Tuesday. But it's got to be very strange at the Trump campaign at this point. They've got to formulate a strategy, and right now it's looking like maybe it's not against Joe Biden. But in so many ways it is, because they're going to be running on the Biden record and what things were like before Biden took office.
You know, if I were Trump, I would be taking some lessons from Mark Levin. And, you know, if he's out doing these stump speeches and presentations and rallies and whatnot, he actually needs to be listing all of the nastiness by the left going all the way back to the Obama administration. And I bring up Obama because, you know, he set the template for the Biden administration, and he's still very much involved, you know, with these Zoom calls and these, you know, obscure visits and so forth and so on. So, you know, he needs to be talking about the lack of law and order. He needs to be talking about immigration. You know, he needs to be talking about the economy. He needs to be talking about transportation, education, health care. Because remember, Obamacare was supposed to fix everything, and it fixed nothing.
Right. Right, exactly. Well, but of course, a new nominee, let's just say, you know, whoever that is, if it's Gavin Newsom or whomever, but they will be able to come out and say, even though I've supported Joe Biden, there were some missteps, and I know how to fix these things, and so you can't hold me accountable for the state of affairs right now. It's a whole new ball game. You know, how effective do you think that would be?
Well, it depends upon who Trump really talks to as well. And, you know, the one real topic that gets so very much left out is education. We are falling so far behind in, you know, at least two generations, I would say, with the rest of the world. And we have a chance to truly fix that. And, in order for the United States to be able to compete and have some kind of American culture of, I mean, if you compare the United States today to where we were at the beginning of World War II, mm-hmm. everybody in the United States was a patriot. You know, women went to work in factories to build tanks and planes and bullets, you know. there was just that sort of pledge. We don't have that today, which was a lot of the message that we were getting from DeSantis. And DeSantis is still working very hard in the state of Florida to do that with, you know, introducing civics classes and schools and so forth. But, if we just look beyond the immediate and look at the next 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, what does that include? That includes education and putting us on a solid footing. It includes, you know, law and order, and includes getting rid of Iran. So.
Right. Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Mary in St. Pete. She's got a question or a comment for you this morning. Denise, good morning, Mary. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. As I was just kind of flipping through the Internet yesterday, I found something interesting from FloridaVoiceNews.com. H. Bill 1371 would require the Office of Policy Analysis and Government to study the potential impact of eliminating property taxes in Florida and replacing lost revenue through the establishment of a consumption tax. Somebody's really getting with it up there.
Yes.
Because if I can read what other things I've read, that taxes kind of really are illegal in the first place. What do you think? Thank you.
Good question. Thanks, Mary. Mary in St. Pete, everybody.
I saw that, too, about eliminating property taxes in the state of Florida. I think I would go pretty slowly on that one, though, and maybe step it, maybe starting with, you know, senior citizens in a certain age group and then working your way down from there,
mm-hmm.
And veterans, that kind of thing. The other thing that DeSantis and the legislature is doing is working on some kind of language in a bill about lab-grown meats. I don't think you can call it meats anymore. Lab-grown something or others.
It's stuff. Yeah, it's lab-grown
stuff. To eliminate that from happening in the state of Florida. So, look. You know, thank God, welcome back, Governor DeSantis, because he's working on a lot of things in our legislature. And, interestingly enough, the consumption tax, if that happened, or like a fair tax or some variation of all of that, would make Florida the incubation center to show successes in that, such that it could spread to other states and be a shot across the bow to having the Internal Revenue Service.
Interesting. Yeah. Very, very interesting indeed. Well, I tell you what, we got a direct message from a listener named Carlos listening in this morning. And he writes in and says, Democrats have lied to the people when Woodrow Wilson was president. He supposedly had a stroke, and his wife would, for the remainder of her husband's presidency, manage the office of the president, a role she later described as, quote, stewardship. Well, Carlos brings up a really great point here. You know, to what degree, I mean, obviously, Jill Biden, Dr. Jill, is immersed into this. You know, she's got to have some kind of clout with all of what may happen next, don't you think?
The fundamentals are, we saw the pictures of the boxes of documents in the garage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The fundamentals are this. She's an enabler. And I don't know of any self-respecting wife that would ever have a garage that looks the way it did. Much less boxes, not only in the garage, but in his office. Of 40 years, 40 years worth of documents. Joe, we know that you're not supposed to have these. Can we do something with these? Well, let's move them all over to the Pentagon. They didn't do it. I mean, to have a garage that looked the way it did, I'd be embarrassed.
Well, sure. But, of course, you know, she watches him, obviously, like a hawk. She corrects him in interviews, or has done that, basically. You know, and I think
holds his hand, leads him off stage.
Yeah. So
slips him a pill now and then. Mm-hmm.
Well, and of course the idea is that, you know, who is elected to run the country? Who's elected to be president? It's not the president's spouse. It's not a group of people, you know, on outside the Oval Office, you know, whispering things to say on the teleprompter. So this really does bring up, and of course that was a different time in American history, and, you know, we look at it as an historical, oddity in that sense, but it was very, very, it's a very serious thing. The president, only the president can be the president, basically.
You know, say what you want about George W. Bush, but when he was trying to decide who, in fact, was going to be his vice president, he actually, had a long list to put a team on investigating all the names on the long list. And they brought in Dick Cheney and had a conversation with him and said, look at this list. Who do you think? And he ended up saying, well, I want you.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that they worked very hard at putting investigations and vetting into every name of who was going to be either vice president or the heads of any of these agencies.
Mm-hmm.
This administration went and found all the radicals.
Well said. Well said. All right, Denise Simon, take care. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
All right, good morning.
Good morning. Denise Simon, folks. FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back with Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Tuesday morning edition continues, everybody. That's not Monday. It is Tuesday. But welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We've been having a lot of fun this morning here on the program. Just got finished talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And now it's time to bring in Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. Watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris, his podcast, his radio show. And you can also hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings, also 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoons, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer, everybody. All right, so welcome again, Chris. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, one of the things that I saw earlier today was that, of course, it looks like they're going to take another crack at getting this funding bill passed for Ukraine. And, again, this is money that, you know, maybe we don't have to spend a whole lot on.
What do you mean?
Well, it just means that they're going to – they tried to get this through, obviously, with the border bill. They wanted to have the Ukraine funding in that. The border bill is not going to go anywhere, but still we're going to continue sending money overseas as opposed to maybe using it here to, you know, do things with the border, try to help with that.
Well, I mean, again, this is the Republican Party. I mean, they said that this is what they wanted to have done, but now they're caving on this. I guess so they've gotten some phone calls from some of the defense contractors, wanted to send them more money. We could debate whether or not, continuing to involve ourselves and send more money into that meat grinder over there is a good thing or a bad thing. What's frightening about this is that, you know, they're not planning on offsetting any of this spending. They're just throwing it onto the pile of more debt. They're not going to say, hey, you know what, we're going to, you know, cut money from, you know, this program or the IRS or whatever it may be to pay for this. They're just going to, again, borrow more money and send it over there. And I don't know, I guess America must be getting, you know, really happy with all of these losses we continue to take in all of these conflicts. I know we're not directly having people over there fighting. I'm sure we have consultants and military people, you know, on the ground showing them how stuff works. But, you know, we continue to lose conflict after conflict after conflict going back not just decades now, generations. And I got a sinking suspicion this is going to be another one. I don't see any way, shape, manner, or form that Russia is going to end up losing this. So, you know, they're going to spend, what, you know, $60 billion plus they're going to send over to the Ukraine. What happens when that's gone? You know, you're going to send more?
Right.
I mean, when does it end? Do you have any limit on what you're going to spend, you know, on this? Because it's getting to be ridiculous.
Well, indeed. Well, something else I saw today, Chris, as well, is, and that is, and I've heard about these now coming up here, you know, just recently, but people are now turning to the tiny houses, but they're not just tiny houses that are constructed. You actually, like, buy them from, like, Amazon, and they send out this thing, this huge container that sort of unfolds into a house. I mean, is this where the home ownership is going to go, especially for younger people at this point? I mean, they cost, you know, upwards of $30,000, or sometimes you get them for cheaper than that. But, you know, is that the new American dream?
I don't know. I mean, prefab homes have been around, you know, for a while. I mean, you got entire communities that, you know, that were built, you know, back in the day, you know, Levittown, Long Island, other places were that type of concept where it was all the same, and a lot of the stuff was done in a factory and moved out there. I don't know much about this. I mean, I've heard about it. I guess it's, you know, the sign of the times, you know, what things are costing. People are going to these lengths, and, you know, it's almost like a new type of a mobile home. I'm curious to see what, where you're allowed to put these things based upon, you know, let's say, for example, in Florida with the hurricane restrictions and everything that goes on, are they allowed to put those down on the ground somewhere there? I don't know. I mean, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I know a lot of younger people are worried about, you know, their being able to get in on the real estate, you know, locomotive, basically, and start building wealth, but that remains to be seen. Well, it looks like Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is looking to save about $600 million in taxes. Evidently, he's going to move from Seattle, or moving his operations or whatever, from Seattle to Miami. I mean, that's a significant change, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm surprised it took him so long, quite frankly. Yeah, again, that's some serious money, and joining the pack of other you know, billionaires and other wealthy people that have been doing the same thing, and that's going to continue to benefit the state of Florida. State of Florida, you know, they've been overwhelmed, and they really, you know, they're going to need you know, people down there. They got to really work on some of their infrastructure, simply because there's so many people that are moving down there. But you know, slowly but surely, they're assimilating everything, and it's a real boon for that state.
Well, indeed, you know, I think also we're looking. I think today, here on Tuesday, we're supposed to get a new U.S. inflation rate. That's supposed to be coming out, I believe, and obviously investors are going to be looking at this, but they're going to be looking at what consumers are doing as well. What do we know about, what can we expect in terms of what that new rate might look like?
I don't even make predictions on these numbers, because, again, you see the jobs number, the GDP number, and you read these things, these headlines that they put out, and they don't make any sense when you look at the internals. You know, for example, the latest GDP number, but he's, you know, high five another. Look at how strong it is, but it's all, you know, government debt. You know, we borrowed the money, you know, insane amount of money that actually helped fuel it. So is it actually real? It's more like our economy on steroids. You can take a look at the jobs numbers that they keep touting, but, the majority of the jobs that have been created are part-time jobs, are not full-time jobs. So, you know, again, you got to look behind the numbers. So, you know, it makes no sense even making predictions on these things because how to go about calculating them and their formulas and seasonality and all this nonsense. Again, you can see for yourself what's going on.
Well, you know, the other day we heard about Cisco, and it's kind of coming back in the news again. Cisco, you know, they make so many of the routers that power just about everything for anybody's network anywhere, basically. And they make other products as well, you know, computer network related. But they're laying off a good chunk of people. It looks like this is becoming a trend in the technology sector. Is this directly related, you think, to overall what's happening, or is it just one of those things that's just a realignment and just so happens, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it happens when there's, like, run-ups or, you know, hype cycles. Companies will see, okay, we hired all of these people trying to get involved, maybe a new market. You know, maybe they think things are amping up. You want to be ready for that, and then, you know, there comes a point in time to say, okay, who do we actually need here, and who do we don't need? And that's when, you know, you tend to see layoffs, and we're seeing that across the board.
Well, you know, we're seeing, or I should say, it's I don't want to say the word quiet, but we're not hearing so much about China these days because we're focusing so much on what's happening in the Middle East. Obviously now what's happening with Joe Biden and these revelations and the Hur report. But what do you think is happening with China right now in terms of because they continue to have major economic problems?
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, it's for a myriad of different things. I don't know what they're going to do to, you know, pull themselves out of this kind of spiral that they're in. They continue to make, in my opinion, the wrong decision. They're trying to pop up their stock market by, you know, having the government buy in and, keeping things afloat, even though that's, you know, way down. As far as, economic growth is concerned internally, they've got the problems. People are not willing to have kids. You can go on and on and on and on. There's actually a report I was reading yesterday. They're expecting their population by the end of this century to drop to 540 million. They're at 1.4 billion right now. That's a demographic type of, I mean, that's an earthquake. I mean, that's enormous. And again, it's the situation that they're in. They've got an aging population. They don't have any safety nets for that population. The real estate is supposed to help keep it going, but the real estate has fallen off a cliff.
Well, that's exactly right. So, you know, and again, you know, we try to keep tabs and keep all these things in the lens here because everything eventually is totally related, especially in this election year, as we're taking a look at how this world continues to catch on fire, I hate to say. But Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. And thanks again so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got to have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, folks, we're going to come right back. Top of the hour news is next. Then we're coming right back. Stay right there. I'll warn with you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.